Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I'm delighted to be able to continue with our Healthy Me series this morning. And today we're going to be looking at the aspect of physical well-being. Well, before I speak further on this subject, I'd like to introduce a young lady, Nicola Drummond. She's going to come and share with us how her physical well-being has been affected on her journey.
Good morning, church. I can't tell you how excited I am to be sharing with you today. I was really excited as well at the prospect of getting dressed up out of the usual. The loungewear has been my staple dress, I must admit, for the last while back. So gone are the days of being a jeans and a nice top and dresses, and in has came a hoodie and leggings. But to be fair, I think we're all in the same boat, so it's not so bad. I can't believe really that it's been a year since I've been in the building. It's really hard to contemplate that. But I just want to say thank you to Pastor Daniel for asking me to share with you today. And I'm going to be speaking about physical well-being. And I'm no expert by any means, but I'm going to share with you what I've learned the last few years and hopefully it can help some of you. Physical well-being for me is an important part of my life. But let's look at what the Bible says about it. The Bible is primarily concerned about our spiritual well-being over our physical health. The physical health is temporary, but our spiritual is eternal. However, the two overlap. The way we look after our bodies affects our abilities to function at our best and think at our best, which in turn affects how we go about our daily lives and our service to God and each other. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Or do you not know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body." I think this means that we are stewards of our bodies, which are temples of the Spirit who live within us as believers. As good stewards, we should be responsible and take care of it, something that did not belong to us. For me, walking has helped with the chaos of life this last few years that it's thrown at us. Not only does this affect my physical, but also my mental and spiritual health. They're all linked together for me and how I feel. For those who don't know, pre-lockdown, I was involved in the group that helped set up the Apex Ladies Walking Group that met on a Monday night. It was a fantastic group and we spent time with friends, walking, talking, sharing life, the laughs and the troubles. All this was done whilst exercising. And we can never underestimate the power for the mind and body, how exercising can make you feel. Walking is proven to improve your health and well-being. It decreases stress, helps with sleep, and helps your mood by clearing your mind. There is nothing that can beat being outside in the amazing world our God has created and taken all in. When lockdown one started, homeschooling began, and I was still trying to finish my college work, essay writing, studying. There was still the housework to do, along with all the other jobs, and sometimes I started feeling a little overwhelmed. So I decided I needed some time out every day, so I started walking. I walked a lot more this time, but often by myself. There was no one to chat to. So armed with my fitness watch, my earphones, trainers on, off I would go every day. This was my time for myself, and I would say, as a mom, sometimes you don't take this time, but I can't stress enough how important it is to take time out. This time out benefits everyone, not only you. I would say that this time really helped me to press into God more than I've ever before. My worship music was on, and the words in those songs meant so much to me, more than ever. They helped me to navigate my way through all the chaos and the feeling of isolation that was going on everywhere. I left the house some days feeling overwhelmed and would come back feeling that God's got me. and I started feeling more thankful for what I had and what God was doing in my life. Now, for some, walking a long distance may be unachievable, but getting out into the garden or around the block of your street, if you can, is so beneficial. Everyone has to start somewhere when it comes to exercise, and it's building it up in small steps. I seen a saying somewhere, and it was, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. The benefits of getting out and exercising are so worth it. Unlike me, worship music is maybe not your idea of peace and quiet. Just getting that time to be still and listen for God, maybe you just need the quiet, maybe you need to concentrate. It will bless you immeasurably just getting outside. Looking after myself has helped me to appreciate my ordinary, rather than craving extraordinary perfection. My physical being has challenged me at times, which some of you ladies, and maybe some of you gentlemen, may have felt at one time or another. But I've realised it's okay to be me. God loves me just as I am. I know that God wants me to take care of myself, to help and benefit others. My walks have given me a heart of gratitude. Small blessings like walking with a friend and have made me more aware of what's going on around me and to be present in the moment. My mental, spiritual and physical well-being have all improved so much with walking and exercising. I can't wait for lockdown to ease and get our walking group back. So when we do, it would be great to see some of you ladies. I'm sorry, gentlemen, it's a ladies group. Otherwise, you would have been more than welcome. But it would be so great to see all you ladies there. And I would really encourage you to get out. And it's great to walk and talk with friends, just about life in general. It's great. I'll leave you with a verse, 3 John 1:2. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. I'm praying it won't be long till we're back in this church building and I can see all your bonny faces for real, because I miss them. Take care and God bless.
Well, wasn't that fantastic? I think Nicola did an amazing job there, just telling us a little bit about her story. And I really just want to continue with that just now and give you something to think about this morning. You know, physical well-being is such a broad subject and it's in a lot of people's minds, particularly today, so many different aspects. We think about mental health, we think about our physical health, we think about our nutrition and different aspects. They all kind of tie in. But I really want to give you three main things this morning to think about regarding our physical well-being. So I'm going to begin with the first one, and I've called this stewardship. Now, stewardship is just a fancy word that basically means looking after something that you've been entrusted with. And I want to tell you this morning that we can honor God through our physical well-being. And the Bible tells us we can do that because God created us. There's a fantastic verse, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. It says this, that God created mankind in his own image, and in the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. You know, it's a wonderful thing to know that we didn't just happen by chance, that we didn't just kind of come out of nowhere, but the Bible tells us quite clearly that God created us. He gave you your body. He gave me my body. But you know, we might ask the question in life, is there any real value in seeking to maintain our physical well-being? For you, it might be a clear-cut yes. For others, I'm not sure. Well, the Bible says this in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. And it's the Apostle Paul speaking. He says that physical training is of some value. Now, somebody might say, well, he's only said it's of some value. Is it of any value at all? Well, some, if we're going to look at it in this way, actually means that it has little, okay, or some value. So this gives us an indication that it is somewhat important, but that it shouldn't be our highest aim or priority. So if you try and put that in the bigger scheme of things, there are probably other things that are more important, but your physical well-being is still important. I believe that our bodies were made to be used and to be used well. You know, I was looking at some stats regarding physical well-being, and I'll just share a few with you. Do you know that the global wellness industry is now estimated to be worth £3 million and it's still growing? So that tells me that it's somewhat important. The World Health Organization said that people that have a sedentary or a very kind of lazy lifestyle, that was actually attributed as the cause of death to 2 million people each year. It also says that physical inactivity doubles the risk of serious illness and diseases. So I think physical well-being is somewhat important there when you look at that. And there was also a University of Cambridge study that I found, and it says that nearly 4 million early deaths are prevented each year worldwide through physical activity. That tells me that physical well-being is pretty important. I'm sure you'll agree. Have you ever marveled at your body? Might seem a strange question to ask. Now, I'm not asking you, are you narcissistic, that you stand in the mirror each morning saying, hey, look at me, I'm wonderful. That's not what I'm saying. But have you ever looked at your hands, looked at your nails, maybe looked at the lines on the palms of your hands and thought, wow, you know, that's just something about, it's just me. Well, do you know what? The Bible says this, and this is Psalm 139, verses 13 to 14. And this is the psalmist speaking, and he's speaking out to God. He says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and that I know fully well. You know, I believe that our bodies are a gift from God. You know, that we can marvel at them. I'm not asking you to stand in front of the mirror for hours on end, but I am asking you to recognize that your body and your physical well-being are indeed a gift from God, and we're to look after them accordingly. I love a quote from a gentleman called Jim Rohn, and it says this, take care of your body because it's the only place that you have to live. Can you imagine if I was your best friend? Okay, let me show you how important the body is. If I was your best friend and you said to me, Lee, I want you to come and look after my house. I'm going to be going away for a while, and I really want you to just take care of the property, treat it as your own, but look after it. So you went away, and it was maybe a couple of years, and during that time, I just let the house go to rack and ruin. I decided I was going to treat it as my own, but over time, I just decided, well, I'm not going to put the rubbish out. The Hoover, I know where it is, but I'm not going to use it. I'm just going to eat takeaways all the time. I'm just going to leave rubbish everywhere. You know, that whole thing with, I know how to leave my plates close to the dishwasher, but I don't know how to put them inside. You know what I'm saying? You imagine if I did all of that and just basically let the house become dilapidated, you know, front door hanging off the hinges, maybe a couple of windows broken, and you came back to that house a couple of years later and you just thought, Lee, what have you been doing? I asked you to look after the house to the best of your ability, treat it as your own, and look what you've left me. You'd be pretty shocked, wouldn't you? You'd be disappointed in me because you trusted me. And I think that's the same with God. You know, God gets disappointed when we don't look after our bodies. So I want to word you this morning, and I want to say that physical well-being is important. It's important to God, and it should be important to us. Okay, so here's another good reason why we should look after our physical well-being. I've called this servanthood. And basically, we can love and serve others around us using our physical well-being. We need to use our bodies. The Bible says in Mark chapter 10, verses 43 to 45, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So that was Jesus speaking to his disciples, and we recognize that we need our bodies to help others. Okay, we're called to serve people, but if we don't have the strength and if we don't have enough physical well-being, well, that becomes difficult or nigh impossible. Regardless of the job that we do in life, or maybe you're caring for somebody, maybe you're looking after somebody that's shielding, that's going to require strength and requires you to be in good shape. You know, problems arise if we have poor sleep habits, if we have lack of physical activity, maybe it's excessive or poor eating habits. All of these things have the capacity to severely impact our health and our well-being. It also impacts on our ability to effectively help and serve other people. Now, many of you know that I'm a father of five children. My oldest is 17, my youngest is 11. I love the fact that I have the energy to keep up with them, with whatever they're doing. You know, I love the fact that I can actually play with them. If I need to run with them, I can run with them. I'm not saying I'm as fast as them, but I can actually run with them. I love the fact I can do that. But you know what? Looking ahead into the future, I want to be able to play with my grandchildren. Now, please hear me out on this. I'm not planning on having any grandchildren just yet, but I'm thinking about the future. So I want to be able to play with my grandchildren. I want to be able to run with them too and be a fit and healthy grandparent. That's going to require strength. Here's my point. Your physical well-being is not just about honoring God. It's also being able to honor and serve those that he has placed around you. Could be your immediate family, could be extended family, could be friends, could be colleagues, but you need strength to do that. The third area that I would like to speak about is called self-efficacy. Now, you may not have heard that word before, but basically self-efficacy is described as the belief in our ability to reach for certain goals and having the confidence that we can achieve them. Self-efficacy to me means that we can live from a place of I can. Now, I was thinking about this, and Nicola was sharing earlier about how she felt overwhelmed by the tasks that she faced. But she believed that by giving herself the gift of time to invest in her own well-being, she would reap the benefits of just doing that. She even said how it benefited her relationships with others and ultimately her relationship with God. So it was a win all round. And the question you might have this morning is, well, that's okay you saying that, Lee. You're fit, strong and healthy, but where do I begin? Well, I want to tell you this morning, it begins with, I can. You know, you probably haven't seen it, it's just off camera, but I'm just going to bring it in here, this ball. Now, a number of years ago, I started going into care homes and was able to do group exercise sessions with some elderly residents. And this is one of the pieces of kit that I would take in with me most weeks. And I remember playing a game quite regularly with them where I would take this ball and I would just gently throw it to them. And as a test of hand and eye coordination, I would ask them to catch the ball and then maybe say something memorable and then throw the ball back to me. Well, I remember quite succinctly that there was a lady that every time I got to her, threw the ball to her, even before I'd thrown the ball, she was saying to me, I'm not able, dear. I'm not able, dear. So I knew what she meant. You know, she thought that she wasn't able to catch the ball. But what I would do is I'd just be very, very patient with her, and I would just gently throw the ball, and almost instinctively, she would catch the ball, hold on to it for a little while, and then just gently throw it back. And you know what? That kind of spoke to me about sometimes how we are in life. We can often tell ourselves, I can't do this, or, you know, that's for so-and-so. You know, so-and-so can jog, so-and-so can lift weights, so-and-so can walk up a flight of stairs, so-and-so can, you know where I'm going with that. It's everybody else, but not me. What I want to tell you this morning is, I'm not really interested in what you can't do. I don't think God's actually interested in what you can't do. But he is very, very interested in what you can do. It's not about the can't, it's about I can. And you know, Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, he says this, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And just a little bit of a context on that verse. You know, Paul had made it very, very clear that, you know, he knew what it was to be in different circumstances in life. He knew what it was to be full of food. He knew what it was to be hungry. He knew what it was to be struggling. He knew what it was to be winning. But you know, he said, in all these things, I can do everything through him, speaking of God, speaking of Christ, who strengthens me. So he recognized that God was the one that supplied his strength. You know, this morning, there are many I can'ts in life, and we're all prone to hide behind, could be lack of ability, previous failures, maybe even apathy. Maybe we're just not that interested in our physical well-being. But at the end of the day, any of these things or objections that we bring up, they're just simply excuses. Here's my point. I want you to throw away your I can'ts, and I want you to pick up your I can's. Let me use the ball again. Throw away your I can'ts, and I want you to pick up your I can. I want you to think this morning, what can you do to positively affect your physical well-being? Just as I bring this to a conclusion, I want to ask you a question. Do you see fitness or physical well-being or physical health as something you have to do or achieve? Let me ask you another question. What would happen if you began seeing physical fitness as something to be received as a gift rather than something that you have to chase after? You know, it's always kind of out there. You might hear people saying very often, well, I just want to get fit. Get fit is something that's a way off, whereas physical well-being and health, physical fitness, is right here because it's a gift that God has given you. You see, our culture, we only have to pick up a glossy magazine, you know, in the news agents, you know, promoting health. And very often we get this image of, you know, it's about the six-pack abs, it's about the beach body look, it's about that certain dress size, maybe, you know, any of those things, maybe the workout that the latest celebrity is doing. All of those things, I'm not saying that they're bad, I'm not saying that they're evil or wrong, but they're not really the point. I believe that the issues begin when it's all about us, when there's an unhealthy interest in just, it's all about me, it's all about me. And we focus our energies on trying to impress others or maybe even do things so that we are appreciated by others. The problem with that is we're always finding that we're chasing after fitness and never being content with the results that we achieve. You know, somebody says to you, well, hey, you're looking great. Ah, oh, no, but I can do better. Now, there's maybe nothing wrong with wanting to do better, but it's this thing of chasing after fitness as though it's something to be grasped rather than something that we're just to gratefully receive, to be content and to be happy in the body that you're in. Let me wrap this up in a nutshell, just as I close. If we will offer our physical well-being to God first and then look to serve others with it, whilst also looking after our own well-being, I believe that we will begin to enjoy fitness and physical well-being as God intended it to be. Now this morning I want to introduce another young lady, Stephanie Weems. She's going to come and share with us a little bit about her story and how her physical well-being has been impacted. God bless.
Hi everyone. I hope you're all keeping safe during these times. It's amazing to be back in the church building, but I just can't wait till we're all together again. What a day that will be. Thank you so much, Pastor Dan, for asking me to share on what physical well-being means to me. I am by no means an expert in this area, but I've always been someone who has tried to look after my physical well-being, and I've always had a passion to help others feel good too. The meaning of physical well-being is about being safe, sheltered, and in good health, and it is closely connected to mental well-being. If we have good physical health, we will automatically experience better mental and emotional well-being. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. We must try and balance the different aspects of life so that we can glorify God. When I was 18, my mum and dad started Peterhead Jog Scotland. And prior to that, they had both jogged as a means of getting fit and also to have an interest together, as a release from the busyness of life. I seen firsthand how physical well-being not only affects the body, but also your mental and spiritual well-being. There have been so many people who have started jogging for the physical benefits, but have found that it has had so many more benefits. I became a jog leader and absolutely loved the friendships and relationships made. And I also at times had the chance to share my faith with others around about me. During lockdown last year, I had mum stay with me for 8 weeks. And like a lot of people, we started off with great intentions. Getting up, starting our day with Joe Wicks and Lee Modison, like the rest of the nation. After a while, we relaxed this, found our days to be filled with making memories with the kids, baking, cooking her through the Corona page on Facebook, and basically getting through each day. We made sure to fill our hearts spiritually by reading the Word, joining Apex Kids, and being part of the Apex Women WhatsApp group. In August, I started going out walking and jogging again, and really took a healthier approach to what I was eating and fueling my body with, which I also believe is so important to physical well-being. When I went out on my jog, I'd either put on my worship music and forget what was going on around me, or sometimes just enjoy the stillness and the absolutely beautiful countryside round about me. It helped to calm my spirit, realise that God was still in control, and I also realised just how blessed I was. Although our spiritual well-being is so important, we have to be able to have physical strength so that we can have the strength to serve the Lord and also others round about us, and also to be able to give our relationships our best. I find that if I eat better, get some me time in terms of exercise, I can function so much better, and this affects my mood and helps me to be a better mum and wife. This doesn't mean that we become obsessed with our physical appearance or depriving ourselves of the things that we love. It just means taking small steps each day to look after ourselves, which will affect all aspects of our lives. For me, it's going out for a jog, but for you, it might just be getting outside the front door for some fresh air. Do what works for you. Although I love jogging and enjoying the outdoors, I also love nothing more than dancing around the kitchen with my bairnies. It is these little things that do us so much good. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." I believe that the Lord really wants us to respect our physical well-being by giving ourselves the care and nourishment which will give us the energy to spread his word and do his will in our lives. Take care, everyone, and I hope it's not long until we're all back together again.
Well, wasn't that fantastic? So good from Nicholas, so good from Steph there. And I just love the way that they tied in their own experiences and how their physical well-being had been impacted through things that they were involved in, whether it was running, whether it was getting together with family, whether it was just maybe just designating a little bit of me time. But you know, their physical well-being was impacted in such a way that they weren't the same again. I just want us to think just for a few moments, you know, we've spoken about physical well-being and how important that is, even if it's just a little bit. But I want us to think just for a moment about our spiritual well-being. You know, I would be amiss if I didn't tell you that God is concerned about your spiritual well-being. So much so that 2,000 years ago, he sent his only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, down to our earth in a body, and he died upon a cross, but was resurrected from the dead 3 days later. But the purpose for his death upon the cross is so that he might bring you and bring me back into a relationship with God. But understand this morning, that doesn't happen automatically. We have to make a decision to follow him. So I want to ask you this morning, do you know Jesus Christ in a real and personal way? Heaven and hell is not determined over whether we're a good or a bad person. It's all determined upon whether we know Jesus in a real and personal way. Do you have a relationship with Jesus this morning? If your answer to that question is a resounding no, but you would like to, I want to pray, and I want to invite you to pray with me just in the comfort of your own home, but I want you to be sure afterwards to let us know that you prayed that prayer. Come on, can we pray together? Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning that you are concerned for our physical well-being. But I also want to thank you that you are concerned for our spiritual well-being. And ultimately, you want us to have a personal relationship with you. Lord, I thank you that we need to have our sins forgiven to enter into that relationship. And that can only be done through placing our trust in your one and only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in the things that he's done for us and not in our own good works. Lord Jesus, I just thank you this morning that you died for me, that you took my place upon that cross, that you died that terrible death, was raised from the dead, and now you live forevermore. And I thank you that by me placing my trust in you, I too can be forgiven of my sins and be raised from death to life. Lord Jesus, I thank you for all that you have done for me, and I accept your free gift of eternal life. Yes, I understand that one day this physical body may perish, but you will raise me up to live with you forever and ever. I thank you for that. Thank you that you love me. And Lord, I want to tell you this morning that I love you. Lord Jesus, come into my life, change me so that I may never be the same again. I ask this in your precious name. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer this morning or something along the same lines, I want to invite you to let us know. You know, it's the most wonderful decision that you can ever make is to put your trust in Jesus and ask him to come into your life and to start living for him, no longer for yourself, no longer for what you can do, but because of what he has done. Do you know what? Life has just started to get so much exciting if you've just asked Jesus Christ into your heart. I want to thank you for joining us. God bless you. We love you.